WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate series to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episodes. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the great state of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacy and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our uncommon place.
Welcome to West Virginia Commonplace. Today's episode is based on a console. I've covered the Nintendo NES, and I'll cover some other systems over time, but today I want to talk about one that hits home. To me, it's considered, everyone loves the PlayStation 2, and I give it its credit, but the Xbox 360, the controller itself, the way that it's built, control pad, the way that it rolls off for even Tekken, but moving over to Street Fighter and stuff like that, it works for me there. Main feature, though, the backwards compatibility. I love the original Xbox, but the original Xbox, the controller there was horrible. It was one of those deals where it was just too big for no reason. But the backwards compatibility, Microsoft went out on a limb and they made sure that there was true backwards compatibility, with the exception of just a few games for this system. And I'm talking about, even to this day, I'm able to play Ultimate Spider-Man, The Simpsons Hit and Run, Road Rage, Ultimate Alliance, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, basically all the games that were really good on the original Xbox, you could play on the system. And it had great games too, WWE Legends of WrestleMania. But where the system stuck with me is just like with people with the PlayStation 2. At this time in gaming, you had so many licensed games. Like, it seemed like any TV show had a game. Heck, there was a Buffy the Vampire Slayer on the original Xbox that you could play on here. Splinter Cell was good at this time. Prince of Persia was like a strong game then. And then, you know, the Halos, which I won't comment too much on the Halos because I was not always big into Halo. I know that sounds kind of crazy being that I'm an Xbox guy, but yeah, not so much. And then when that 360 got Grand Theft Auto 5, it turned things around for me because I waited in line. I'm a grown-ass man with a job, and I'm waiting in line for this game hours before I'm supposed to be at work. Get the game, go home, go to sleep, wake up, call into work, play the game. Didn't beat the game in the first day, obviously. Didn't beat the game in the second day. But either way, you know, there was some excitement. And when it came to the wrestling games in part, we'll do a gap from the Nintendo 64 to the 360, they were good. But no offense to any of those SmackDown games on PlayStation, but PlayStation had it locked when it came to wrestling games, because the WWE Raw and Raw 2 that you got on the Xbox were subpar. They were horrible wrestling games. So, like, when the 360 got the WWE 2K version of games, it sparked a riot for me. Like, I still have all of my wrestling games. Like, I have my anthology just rolls like that. And I loved all the wrestling games. WWE Legends of WrestleMania was one arcade-style game that just really got me in. And I was just like, man, I really do like this. Other thing that it captured was Sonic Adventure and a few of the Dreamcast games that I like, and Sega Saturn games, like Virtual Fighter 2, Fighting Vipers, and Virtual On, at some point were put on the system. And with the inclusion of like Jet Set Radio Future and Sega GT 2002 from the Xbox, it's a wealth. The catalog of 360 games was so much better because you had the previous catalog, and it was the first time that I'd actually seen backward compatibility work out. And I think that's probably what the major strong suit is that backward compatibility, yes, it was carried over to Xbox One to a certain degree, but it and the Series X don't have that catalog that you get with the 360. So even to this day, I got one. I usually keep like four controllers. play it ever so often whenever I get in a mode and I'm ready to play those Simpsons Road Rage Hit and Run and the Simpsons game and stuff like that. And just anything that was, like I said, themed again, the X-Men Legend games. Like, these are games that we're never going to get again. And with Disney, you know, Disney has all that stuff on lockdown. So if they're not going to make real money off of it, we'll never see it again. So that's why the 360 gets a nod in my book. And it's one of those things where you had to be there when it came out to understand, like, the different reincarnations of the system. I remember the big bulky white one. And then when they came with these slimmer models, I still keep a slim model to this day. But it was just one of these things that you just had to grab and have. So once I got my first 360, I don't know, I was in college. And like I said, the other hype thing about the system is college football ended on this system. So I don't know why college football, we have so much praise for it. The video games now, I guess it's because of being able to run the option the proper way. And the mechanics, you know, EA Sports back then did make a difference in the college football and Madden. And you even still had some, you know, you could still play the greatest football game ever made, ESPN, NFL 2K5 or whatever is the one that's got Terrell Owens on the front of it. So you could still play NFL 2K on the 360. And to me, that was one of the pillars of, you know, football. Yeah, you still could play college basketball on here. Even some people played college baseball, which was wild, you know, because nowadays it's strict games. It's Major League Baseball, the show. It's NHL. It's UFC. It's WWE. It's NBA 2K. It's Madden. Back then, there was a wealth of sports games to play. You even had some wild indie games that, you know, like some Canadian Football League, Arena Football, Football Coach Manager. I don't know the real name of that game, but it was they made games for everything. I mean, hell, I even think there may have been a lacrosse game. Don't quote me on that, but it probably was. there was even a black HBC football game, and it was just so much more that was out sports wise. So moving over back to this character based games, like, I'm telling you, like, with Burger King, they had a game called Sneak King that was on there. So it was just like, wow, why is all this stuff, you know, all this stuff coming out on the 360, blah blah blah, and it didn't reciprocate later, which we got bigger and grander games for these, you know, graphical upgrades. And this was the build of DLC. That's the only thing that I will take away from this era that I don't like. You started getting more incomplete games because developers learned that, hey, we can put this stuff in a catalog and they'll be, you know, and downloadable content, and they'll keep buying it and buying it. That's the only thing I hated about this generation of systems. But these systems, like I said, with the backwards compatibility of that system, it made other systems rival it. Just like how now the PlayStation 5 has the amazing catalog of the PlayStation 4. So you see, like, that trend that the 360 set there with the backwards compatibility is probably what makes it my favorite system. And I'll leave you on that note. If anybody has any suggestions or anything that we should talk about on the show, definitely please let us know. This is just a little quick episode entitled Xbox 360 because I wanted to pay homage to it while I can. Thank you all for listening. Check us out on TikTok, Twitch, wherever gaming is happening, wherever pop culture is happening, wherever life, society, and culture things are happening. We are there. And I want to thank you very much.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.